the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day for Wednesday, November 13th goes to Don Cherry. Now, who is Don Cherry? Don Cherry is a personality on Canada's number one sports network, Sportsnet. I would assume Sportsnet is the Canadian equivalent of ESPN. Or is ESPN, ESPN in Canada too? I don't know. I've never paid any attention to times I've been in various parts of Canada. I just know Sportsnet is Canada's number one sports network, and I'll leave it there. Now, Don Cherry is 85 years old. 85-year-old white man. If I had to describe him, I would say he looks like he's from the tribe of Colonel Sanders. Yes, he has a picture up on Revolt TV right now. He's from the tribe of Colonel Sanders, or more of a groomed, in-shape Santa Claus. If Santa Claus had his beard trimmed into a goatee, a nice close-cropped haircut, and was down about 200 pounds, he would be Don Cherry. Don Cherry looks like an old white man who fought in the Civil War and lost. The vibes are very Robert E. Lee. Now, I have no reason to feel this way other than the way he looks, but if this story I'm about to tell you is a reflection of how he thinks and feels in his everyday life, then damn it, the vibes I'm getting from him are on point. Don Cherry no longer works for Sportsnet. He hosted a show called Hockey Night in Canada, but those days are done. He had to step down because of some comments he made about immigrants not wearing red poppy pins to honor Canadian soldiers. Salute to Canada. I learned this morning the poppy is the official symbol of remembrance worn during the 2 weeks before November 11th. That's how they honor the soldiers, by wearing the poppies on the left lapel as close to the heart as possible. I respect it. But if certain people don't want to do that, that's their business. But Don Cherry doesn't think so. Don Cherry thinks it's disrespectful, and he decided to vent his frustrations on air. Let's hear what he had to say.
Downtown Toronto, forget it, downtown Toronto. Nobody wears a poppy. And I'm not going to wait. He says, wait a minute. How about running it for the people that buy them? Now, you go to the small cities, and you know those, the rows on rows, you people love, you that come here, whatever it is, you love our way of life, you love our milk and honey, at least you could pay a couple of bucks for poppies or something like that. These guys pay for your way of life that you enjoy in Canada. These guys paid the biggest price. Anyhow, I'm going to run it again for you great people and good Canadians that bought a poppy. I'm still going to run it anyhow.
Love you for it.
Now, you might have heard that and been like, okay, what's the big deal? Well, maybe you missed it. Let's go to CBC News for the report, please.
A day after being forced out of his job, Don Cherry reflects on what he said and what he might have done differently.
So I think I should have used the word everybody instead of you people. If I had it to do over again, I think I would have used everybody.
He's referring to his comments from Saturday that sparked all of this.
You people love, you that come here, whatever it is, you love our way of life, you love our milk and honey.
The controversial commentator says he was willing to make amends, even go on the air to explain what exactly he meant. But Cherry says he never got that chance. Cherry's firing has ignited a national debate. This petition to get him back on Coach's Corner, nearly 140,000 signatures and climbing.
Outrageous culture is all over the world. It's amazing how things don't sound bad until you highlight them, right? You people is one of those things you're saying, one of those things that you said that you probably didn't know was offensive. Now, I had to turn to Urban Dictionary to see what you people meant, all right, just to make sure. And as soon as I got there, it said blacks, all right?
It did.
It has become known as a racial thing targeted to blacks only recently, according to Urban Dictionary. The earliest documentation of this meaning is from 1992, when Ross Perot caught some outrage for telling an NAACP audience about financial hardships falling upon you people. All right. Willie Clark, president of the NAACP branch in San Bernardino, California, said, then when he said you people are your people, it was like waving a red flag in front of a bull. It's something white folks have used when they don't want to call you a nigger, but they don't want to treat you like an equal. Now, these are the American rules when it comes to white and blacks, but clearly they apply in Canada as well when it comes to Don Cherry and immigrants, because Sportsnet released a statement and they said sports brings people together. It unites us, not divides us. Now, I will push back on that immediately. And Stephen the White Demon, come here. I need to ask you something,
because
you're a hockey guy. Now, Sportsnet said some sports bring us together. I will argue that hockey is not one of those sports. Steven, the White Demon, you watch hockey. How many you people in hockey? You know what I mean by you people? Trick question.
See, I don't feel comfortable.
Come on, you
saying what we discussed earlier.
Yeah. Well, how many African Americans in hockey, Steve?
Well, they're not African Americans because they're most likely Canadian African Americans.
Okay, so how many blacks in hockey?
blacks, at least two that I know of, and one of the greatest goalies of all time, Grant Fuhr.
I ain't asking about all time. I said now, currently.
P.K. Subban plays for the Devils, and so does Wade Simmons.
They both play for the Devils?
The Devils. I'd say that's my team because I'm Stephen the White Demon, but let's go Islanders, baby.
I thought you were a Rangers fan.
All right, two.
Suck.
All right. Two black people, that's not enough to say it's unity. But Sportsnet basically said Don Cherry made divisive remarks that do not represent our values or what we stand for. Now, Don Cherry has apologized. He said what he should have said is this.
So I think I should have used the word everybody.
I don't think everybody would have worked in this situation. Everybody is too broad. Like, if you're mad about immigrants not wearing the poppies, how about instead of you people, instead of everybody, just say immigrants? See, it's not what you express that's wrong. If you think people aren't honoring the soldiers and you think they should, that's fine. But those people you are talking about can't be called you people because you people is simply not appropriate. Please let Chelsea Handler give Don Cherry the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw! Hee-haw! That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
What is mayonnaise called in Canada? What? I should have Googled that.
Oh, it's probably called mayonnaise.
You think so?
Pretty sure.
Okay. Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.